ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the French Connections live broadcast. Today's date is the 19th of December, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It is a Wednesday here, ladies and gentlemen. We have lots to talk about today. I guess people don't like having their fraudulent hero challenged on his activities. And so all the crooks and liars out there are taking out their barbs and their slings and arrows to try to destroy me, which is just par for the course. I'm very thick-skinned, I'll have you all know, and been there, done that. This is nothing new for the French Connection to be targeted for abuse. Now, the latest one is to resurrect this five-month-old tirade that I went on against Eric Hupschmidt and put it out on the net as something current on Mike Rivero's site, because Mr. Rivero is, of course, a lying shill that we've talked to you about for many, 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 many months. That he won't tell the right story, he won't back the right information, he won't put out any kinds of battle plans that are going to get us anywhere. In fact, I can't think of a single thing Mr. Rivero has done to try and stop this criminal enterprise from being successful, except for just sit there and muddy the waters every day with kind of countering information. Sometimes he's pro this and anti that in the same sentence. It's unbelievable. But on this particular issue with these Texas criminals, these Texas Congress criminals that have been breeding down in that state for as long as anybody can remember. And the fact that, Alex Jones being the center of the promotion for this guy, Ron Paul, and the fact that Ron Paul wants to go back to a gold standard, thus handing over control of our monetary system to the very people who stole it from us in the first place, and based upon the fact that he still is saying that Bin Laden is alive and that won't say that Israel took down those buildings with their Mossad, and the fact that he won't own up to his associations in the Republican Party in his congressional seat that led him to have several very important meetings during his congressional career with people such as Jack Abramoff, yep, Mr. Lehrman, yep, and all of the people that he was dealing with in his Texas congressional seat were in fact, ladies and gentlemen, rabid Zionists coming from the most radical part of the Reagan administration that kind of carried itself forward through the Daddy Bush administration and then into Clinton's program. The battles that have raged out of Texas have always been inspired by these criminal Zionist neocons. And you'll also find that the only president we've had in this century was murdered down in Texas by people from this same group, including Daddy Bush. And, you know, here's the thing. The guy gets up on television and won't say the truth. And I thought that that was suspicious. And I said to my listeners right from the beginning, look, we've had enough lying presidential candidates over time. Now, somebody in an email married up to George Bush Jr., W. Bush's speech given about smaller government and about not being entangled in foreign adventures. And all the same stuff is coming out of Ron Paul's mouth that George W. Bush said before he was elected. And they both did their formations in Texas. And the simple fact of the matter is he's not blowing the whistle on any of the criminality. He never said a darn word about Tom DeLay, part of his congressional caucus from Texas, stealing or being involved in murder conspiracy with Jack Abramoff or stealing from Indian casino reservation casinos. Or all of the kinds of stuff that people have refused to even consider. And of course, then I lead the guy up to one of the board of directors of PNAC, link him up directly, promoting a most incredible idea of lies of the gold standard to a guy who the mainstream press is faking about not liking. They give him all of the exposure he wants. And then say he's the anti-hero, he's the antithesis of these normal candidates, thus giving him more popularity in the mainstream. And all of the people out there are too friggin' stupid to even see it. The French Connection people see it. But you're going to see now with this recent assault from Rivero just where he is coming from. This guy is absolutely part of the bad guy group. I knew that when he would not challenge Alex Jones on any of his facts. That gave it away. You know, you put me on a radio with Alex Jones, and I'm going to ask this guy, why is he being an apologist for Israeli and Zionist crimes. Why is he doing that? But that question never gets raised, and one need wonder why. You know, had we been putting all this effort we've been making, and you have been making, I haven't made a bit of effort to help this guy, Paul, but all that effort into exposing the real criminals who've been controlling our country for the last, I don't know, 100 years. Had we put this last 3 years of effort that Ron Paul has been generating, $20 million and tens of thousands of people, we'd have been free of this criminal group already. Many of them would already be in prison. The Jack Abramoffs of the world, they are just henchmen. The people behind them would have been outed and jailed already. Their associations to people like this guy Nye, N-A-E-Y, this other congressman who has very close ties to the neocon PNAC people, and Ron Paul, again, another crook hanging around with Ron Paul. And he is riddled on all sides with Zionist criminal Jews, Ron Paul is. Take a look at his history. Go dig a little bit instead of just listening to what Alex Jones tell you. Instead of what Mike Rivero puts on his front page. You know, now he's going to try to destroy my character. Kill the messenger is Rivero's thing. He's not going to address the fact that the PNAC board of directors guy and Manhattan Institute and Heritage Foundation guy is a dear friend of Ron Paul's and a co-author to his book on how to sell the country's financial system down the river. But he isn't going to put that on the site. All he's going to do is put the hit piece on me up there. And it's not really a hit piece because I was absolutely livid after being backstabbed by a sack of shit partner that I had. Let's end the story. You know, when this is as important as it is, and you've got a guy like Eric Hufschmidt stabbing you in the back with double blades, you're damn right I got pissed off. You're damn right I blew my cool and I flipped out. Because this is a lot more important than me, and to have somebody like him do that to me and stab me, and he had been stabbing me right along. How about this one? How about he erased half of my files off the website? How about that one? Eric Hufschmidt did. Erase them. Not put them in the back page. Erase them. Took them away. Got rid of them. Lost from my site forever. He never told me about any of it. Just got rid of them. They were the ones that were not telling the story as he thought it should be told. And the only things he was leaving up there were his work and Bolin's work. And we was little by little getting rid of every other interview that I ever did. Because his goal was to destroy me from start to finish from the beginning. And when I discovered that, you're damn right I flipped out. You're damn right I got angry with this cretinous, ball-headed shitbag. And I'm mad again, because you know what? This stuff is very serious, ladies and gentlemen. And people like you morons out there who are going to follow Ron Paul to the end of his campaign, and he's going to sell you out, you fools. What is the matter with you people? The guy's riddled with criminal Texas ties from one end to the other. The fact that Alex Jones is his promoter ought to be enough for you in itself. This is a farce and a fraud from day one, from the beginning, and I smelled a rat the day this guy was put out into the mainstream. And a lot of other people smell a rat there, too. A lot of people. So it's time for you to be heard. You know, I keep sticking my neck out here and taking all the shots for everybody. These facts are the facts. Go and dig it up. This guy's congressional district had ties to Tom DeLay coming from the same state. And he also had ties to Abramoff and his people, Ron Paul. And why doesn't Ron Paul bring up the fact that Dov Zalkheim stole $2.6 trillion from the Pentagon? Why doesn't he say that in one of the debates? Because we're over there. What's the matter with you people? The American public is so easy to be lied to. It makes your stomach turn when you watch it. And the people at the French Connection know darn well what's going on here. And you know what? I'm not perfect. I didn't want to get into this because I'm some lily white guy either. I'm telling you something. I know the facts when they're presented to me. And I look at this stuff. I know when a partner's stealing stuff off of your website and throwing it in the rubbish, there's a problem. I know when he won't back you against attacks all over the internet, there's a problem. I know after working with the guy 3 years and he says I'm a voice on the phone, there's a friggin' problem. I'm not that stupid, and yet there's still people thinking that this guy's on the level. And he says I'm Jewish, for crying out loud. That is the biggest joke, and it wouldn't matter if I was, but I am absolutely not. I haven't got an ounce or a scintilla of Jewish blood in me or anybody in my past. And in fact, my family tree goes all the way back to Longshanks. And that's proven through research. It's been done. My family got off the Mayflower, ladies and gentlemen, and I've got that lineage right back to that boat in the Wilcox family and the Alden family. And it's an unbroken line, and I have to put up with people saying that I'm Jewish, for crying out loud. Not that it would matter. I got friends that are Jewish. People are working with me on these facts, and the facts are coming out from the Jewish community itself about a lot of these crimes. A lot of the people sending these stuff are from the Jewish community itself, because they got inside information that the rest of us may not have. And certainly they don't want to be part of this criminal nonsense either, especially when they didn't take part in the doing of it. They don't want to be blamed for it. If you think I'm angry about this, yeah, because where are the people standing up for the right here, for me, when you know I've done all this stuff correctly? You know, I've been pouring my heart onto this programming forever, working my fanny off, trying to get these facts out to people. The simple truth, this guy Ron Paul is not telling the truth, and he never has. Bin Laden did this to us. Oh, come on. Won't talk about Israel being part of 9/11. The biggest attack in the history of the United States, the biggest single-day murder of anybody ever committed, and we've got the Israelis dead cold on the thing, and nobody's going to stand up and say that. This guy going to expect me to suck up to another lie from another politician? Nonsense. Ain't going to happen. I won't do it. I won't do it. I've had enough of these lying politicians. But no, we've got tens of thousands of morons who follow this shitbird Alex Jones, and he lies on every program. Oh, I'm so this, and I'm so that, and I'm so this, and you know so that, and so, and it's just such nonsense. That guy's a carnival barker, and there's not a single time that that guy strings two truths together in the same sentence. He just can't. And he won't tell you the Israeli Mossad is behind this. He won't do it because he can't, because he works for them. This guy Ron Paul's running off of the Alex Jones playbook and his ticket. Don't you see? Can't you smell the deception, you fools? And then you got Rivero putting all the hit pieces up on me, but he won't put the original work out there. He won't put the guy, this Lehrman guy, his connection to PNAC, and this 1993 book of Ron Paul, won't put that up, will he? Because he's working off of a playbook, too. I called him. He hung up on me, Rivero. I called him up. He hung up on me. Yeah. Doesn't want to put it out there. The fact that in southern Texas and into Alabama, these Indian gambling casinos that Abramoff was deeply involved in were being protected by Tom DeLay and other congressmen from Texas, Republicans. They worked hand in hand with these crooks, guys. The Republican Party out of Texas is the George Bush Party, ladies and gentlemen. It is the, what's his name, Lay guy from Enron. Enron is centered in Texas. Bush. Ken Lay, George Ron Paul, Walker Republicanville. They murdered Kennedy out of Texas, guys. They threw Johnson down our throats from Texas. I can't imagine that you don't see this stuff happening. Their home base for all these crimes is Texas, and Alex Jones is one of the main people. Well, it's time you started digging a little deeper than just the surface, you know? Because if we're just going to go on surface reports here, ladies and gentlemen, we're all sunk. We're all done. We're finished. We're not gonna be able to wipe our own behinds here if we don't start looking deeper into these crimes. And you know, interesting that Rivero just kept this in his me yelling at Eric. He just kept that on the side there for a while so that it would he would spring it on me when it would hurt the most, or when he tried to make it hurt the most. But in fact, what it's going to do is bring more people to look into what I've said, is what it's going to do. Because any press is good press when you're not the big dog on the block. And so it's going to bring people to these facts. They're going to say, hey, wait a minute. This guy does make sense about this stuff. Hey, wait a minute. Why was Ron Paul meeting with Abramoff in the 90s? Why was he? Were they just social calls? Why was Abramoff and DeLay working together? Why was Abramoff accused of murdering a casino boat company owner? Evidence has it that he did it. Why was he involved with the Muhammad Atta? Same group. Why was George Bush, his presidency, emanated? George Bush Jr., W., emanated out of Texas with Kenny Lay and the rest of the boys down there. The crooks. Criminals. Yeah. Do the math. Smell the deception. Smell the crime. And then ask yourself why he won't talk about the Mossad doing 9/11 and why he won't talk about the Mossad doing 7/7. in London, and why, instead of analyzing the parts of what was put in there from this PNAC document and its other associations, everybody's going to just do hit pieces on the messenger. You got to love that, ladies and gentlemen. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know, then nothing does. They won't face the information trying to say that your association to a director of the PNAC group should mean nothing. You know, it's all about destroying the messenger at this point, and they're hoping that this is going to work in my case, and I hope that you folks can put these facts out there and dig deeper, because Ron Paul does stink. He's rotten to the core, and there's more this guy's hype. There's more associations from the 1990s about this guy and crooks from the Zionist community. There are. And take a look at his gold idea. It's nonsense. It's foolishness in the extreme. The only thing that's going to serve is to give back the monetary system to the same crooks that screwed us the first time. And that is by design. Unbroken chain of control. It's just a change of system, not a change of people. You know, I do this every day. I look at this stuff. Maybe because I do this stuff so often, it's easier for me to understand. But that can't be, because you people have been availed. You've availed yourself to these facts by listening to the French Connection, and you've seen these facts as well. I get written all the time about it. But then a lot of you get swayed by this cretin, Hufschmidt. Look at the guy did to me. Look at him throwing all my files, throwing them out. And if you want any proof of that, he emailed my webmaster saying, oh, well, you know, I just took them off the site, he wrote, even admitting he took them off. He never told me that. Clean taken off my interviews with Dennis Halliday, the third in charge of the United Nations, and Ralph Nader, and Felicity Arbuthnot, and James Innes, and I wonder what I do this for, but I do it for the people who can see through the lies. That's why I have to do it that way. And I don't do it for money, because we don't get squat hardly in this website. Enough to pay the bills. In fact, not even enough to pay off of our streaming bills. Donations have dried right up. I know it's Christmas time, and I know tough times are coming. I accept that. But you know what? You got $5 to send over? That's not even coming in. Last time was a $2 donation 3 days ago. So we need the help. And if you can't see through what Rivero just did, and I mean, I could go lowbrow like Rivero did. I could give out his personal phone numbers, his personal contact information, all the stuff for him. I could give you where he lives and all the stuff that you want if you want to. I could play crappy. I don't do that. I don't do those kinds of things. This guy takes something from 3.5-4 months ago and doesn't characterize it in its real presentation. Just in its negative. Same thing he did with this Watson piece from the Alex Jones people, which is his camp. The Israelis didn't do 9/11 camp. The keep everybody shaking in fear camp. The confuse people with 1,000 different positions on every issue camp. Yep. Well, take a listen to what was said yesterday with Mohammed Rafik. Stuff that's happening financially is real. It's happening fast and furious, and it's going to be devastating. Care for your families in this mess. Take care of what you're doing and planning with them. It's not fear-mongering. These things are happening. In fact, I'm starting to discover some of the stuff is actually a bit faster, happening faster than I thought, which is usually I was jumping ahead of these conspiracies, but now these things are actually imploding financially quicker than I thought they were. And they finally admitted in the press here in France today, 2 days after they did it, that they injected almost 400 billion euros as a credit line to the European Union. And of course, that's because these banks are not doing good, guys, and they're bailing them out with taxpayer money, and this is not going to work. This is not going to fix things. It's just going to fall short, and we're just waiting for the next shoe to drop, and it's just going to be one problem after another. It's going to be small businesses next, you know, business failures, bankruptcies. And wait till the numbers from the sales of Christmas come out, and people find out that people bought practically nothing this year. You know, 40% of the revenues of retail businesses come at Christmas. So, now the numbers are going to be down huge, big time. That's just going to add another brick to the load, another lead weight on the old back of the camel. And, you know, then so now what they're going to do here is they're going to just try to destroy me as the messenger. See through that. Look through that. Look at the facts. Look at what this guy's saying about gold. Look what he's not saying about what he's not saying about the truth about Bin Laden being a CIA plant. Look at what he's not saying about 9/11. Come on. You guys can see through that stuff. It's not that hard. We need to really back another liar. Is that really the goal here? I hope it's not. And ask yourself why he would be writing bad advised books about gold with a PNAC member. You tell me. When you can answer that one for me, you know, it's right there for you. When you can answer that, I'll listen to you. Hey, if you've got some reasons why he's putting forward a bad idea about handing over our financial system to the very criminals that formed the Federal Reserve. Hey, don't forget that we had a gold standard here since 1913 till 1973 under the Zionist control. That was always the system they had anyway, this Federal Reserve crooks and criminals. What you're doing basically is handing back the control to the same people that stole the place in the first place. You give them back your stolen car to the guy that stole it from you. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, I thought this needed to be done. Am I angry about it? Yeah, because I don't see the support that I deserve here. Instead, what I'm getting is nonsense from destroy the messenger stuff. Like, it says my attempt to out him, mudsling him, is pathetic. What's pathetic is the fact that people won't look past that headline for the facts. That's pathetic. That's what's pathetic. That people will look only at the headline and make their judgment from that and not do any due diligence. That's pathetic. The fact that this guy's Texas coalition, when he's been in Congress for 20 years, was arm in arm with Tom DeLay, one of the biggest criminals in the Congress's history. And that he had private meetings with Abramoff throughout the 90s as part of his coalition in Texas. And then look back at the criminals that we've had to put up with in our country's history out of Texas. Texas is a septic tank of criminality when it comes to politics, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. And this guy, Alex Jones, has been protecting these criminals from day one, and anybody who looks at it knows the facts about that. So wake up and smell the coffee and do your own due diligence and understand this guy, Ron Paul, is a liar. He will not tell the truth about any of the issues that are important in this world. And maybe somebody needs to ask him what happened to the $2.6 trillion that Dov Zollkheim mysteriously stole and Rumsfeld laughed about. And it went into the congressional record as a question unanswered. And, of course, why haven't they drummed him out of Congress like they did Cynthia McKinney? Anyway, interesting question that, isn't it? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, I'm going to let you try to chew over this and see what you think about this stuff. Because, you know, I got thick skin. If you're going to fight with me, I'm not going to have any problem with having these people throw all kinds of mud at me. It's just going to bring us more popularity. But look at who's exposing themselves as liars when this happens. Take a look at it. Until the next time, Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please, take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now.